A lot of the concerns I'd had when I studied political science before I went to social work school about my understandings of democracy and of the American political process and what it takes to make democracy really work had been fueling a growing alarm about what's been going on in this country in terms of the growing divisiveness, the rise of single issue politics, this sort of degeneration of discourse in the public square, the evidence of voter disengagement, violent episodes of violence, and so forth. And I really had I had by that time a pre-existing concern of whether democracy, warts and all, God knows that I have known it in my lifetime, was going to be something my grandchildren were going to experience. And I really thought, you know, unless we can develop widespread antidotes, what I've since then come to call, and for shorthand, sort of agents of social glue to counteract the forces that are fueled by the media and the political process that are augmenting divisiveness, isolation of groups from one another, demonization of those who are different, that kind of thing. Unless we can do it, that basically I frankly think, you know, this country is going to go down the tubes in ways that would really, really make me deeply sad.